This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. News this hour that pending home sales cooled a little bit in September, though they're still increasing. Every bit of public data like this, housing, employment, consumer spending, changes how folks feel about the state of the nation and about their own well-being. And that, as you'd expect, affects how we would vote. And that's where we'll start with today's attitude check.
And the latest poll numbers suggest
margin of error.
There is somewhat of a disconnect.
It's conventional wisdom.
Our survey said...
Attitude Check is our weekly partnership with Gallup, and Editor-in-Chief Frank Newport is here as usual. Hello, Frank.
Hi, good morning.
So politicians are asking people on both sides, are you better off than you were 4 years ago, and saying, you'll be better off with me. What are the questions that you ask along those lines, and what are people saying?
Well, we have one very good question where we say, are you better off personally, your personal finances, than a year ago? The bottom line now is 38% of Americans say they are better off financially than a year ago, and 34% say worse off. When Obama took office, only 23% said that they were better off. So clearly it's better than when Obama took office. And when we look back in history, it actually looks like Obama's in a better position, for one thing, than where that number was for the three presidents who lost their bids for re-election, going back to Gerald Ford in 1976.
Now, I suspect the pollster never really wants his poll to be the object of attention. And in recent days, your daily tracking poll for the presidential race has gotten more attention than I'm sure you'd like. Near as I can tell, you're taking heat from both sides for swinging too wildly or whatever it is. How do you interpret the complaints against you, and what do you say to them?
Well, the complaints aren't new. Anybody that ventures into the political field is going to get criticized, particularly in a highly polarized environment that we're in now. You know, a lot of moving parts here. We at Gallup do it somewhat differently than other people. We think we do it better. We have a lot of scientists and methodologists trying to put our best minds at measuring where people are. Things do change. Otherwise, why are these candidates spending hundreds of millions of dollars, even as we speak out there trying to change people's minds?
You're tracking the popular result, and the Electoral College, on the other hand, is quite a different thing. Does it look like maybe we're heading for some repeat of 2000, where the Electoral College and the popular vote don't agree?
We are seeing nationally, one of the reasons Romney's been doing better is he's doing better in the South. Now, there are only about three of those southern states that are swing states, Florida, North Carolina, and Virginia, and all the rest doesn't really help him because he's probably going to win those states anyhow through the South and into Texas. But if he piles up the popular votes in those red states, then it is possible under some scenarios that he could win the popular vote because that's a very big region. And yet because certain states in the Midwest and maybe New Hampshire and Colorado go for Obama, he could lose the Electoral College. Probably not a high probability occurrence, but we would have said that if we're talking here before 2000, and it occurred then, so it could occur again.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at Gallup. Thank you.
My pleasure.